Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shabbat, Perek Yud Gimel. The next seven prakim, until and including Perek Yutet, elaborate on the details and the rabbinic extensions of the laws of the last melacha of Hotza'ah. The Rambam wrote in the last perek that one is only chayav for an act of hotza'ah mirshut lirshut, or of ha'avarat arba amot birshut harabim, if this act begins with an akira, uprooting of the object from the place where it started out, and culminates with a hanacha, resting or setting down in the place where it ends up. This perek discusses the details of what qualifies as akira and hanacha. Note that in learning this perek, whenever we speak of moving something from one reshut to another, it is understood that we mean from reshut hayachid to reshut harabim or the reverse, unless specifically stated otherwise. Halacha Aleph. Ein hamotzi mereshut lereshut o hamavir bereshut harabim chutz la'arba'amot chayav ad shi'akor me'al gabei makom shi'yesh bo arba'at tfachim al arba'at tfachim o yater v'yaniach al gabei makom shi'yesh bo arba'ah al arba'ah. In an act of hotza'ah mirshut lirshut, or havarat arba amot birshut harabim, there must be an akira from a place which is at least 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim in area, and a hanacha in a place of the same size. Halacha bet. Yado shel adam chashuva lo ka'arba'ah l'arba'ah. Lefichach, im akara chefetz miyad adam ha'omed birshut zo, v'nicho biyad adam acher ha'omed birshut shnia, chayav. V'chein im haya omed b'achat mishtei rashiyot elu, ufashat yado lirshut shnia, v'akara chefetz miyana, o miyad adam ha'omed ba, v'hechzir yado elav, chayav. Va'af al pi shelo hiniach ha'chefetz ha'makom shu omed bo, ho'il v'hu biyado, harei hu kimunach ba'aretz. A person's hand is considered the equivalent of 4x4 tfachim, even though in practice it is smaller than this. The Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayot explains that 4x4 tfachim is the typical space required to put down a large object in a stable manner, and holding an object in one's hand provides just as much stability as putting it on a surface of this size. Therefore, if someone takes an object from the hand of someone standing in one reshut and puts it in the hand of someone standing in another reshut, then he is chayev, as this act of hotza'ah includes an akira and a hanacha. Similarly, if he stands in one reshut himself and extends his hand into another reshut, where he takes an object from the hand of someone there, that's an akira, and then returns his hand to the reshut where he is standing, he is chayev, as holding the object in his hand is a valid form of hanacha. Halacha Gimel. Haya ochel v'yotze mirshut lirshut v'chashav lehotzi ha'ochel shebefiv mirshut lirshut chayav mipnei shema chashavto mesima piv makom af al pi shelo hotzi kederach hamotziin. One who moves from one reshut to another while eating and has in mind to move the food in his mouth from the first reshut to the second by carrying it in his mouth is chayav, even though he has not carried kederach hamotziin in the normal manner of carrying, because his intent to carry from one reshut to another makes his mouth the equivalent of an area the size of 4x4 tefachim. Halacha Dalad. Haya omeid ba'achat mishtei rishuyot, ufashat yado lirshut shnia, v'natal misham mayim me'al gabei guma, meleya mayim, v'hotzian, chayav, sham mayim kulan ki'ilu hein munachin al haaretz. Aval im haya kli tzaf al gabei amayim, ufeirot betoch hakli, ufashat yado v'lakach min haperot v'hotzi, patur, sharei lo nachu haperot al gabei haaretz, v'nimtza shelo akar me'al gabei mekom arba'a. Ve'in tzarich lomar im hayu haperot tzafin al gabei hamayim v'hotzian, shu patur. Ve'chein im haya shemen al gabei hamayim v'kalat min hashemen v'hotzio, patur. If one reshut has in its ground or floor a hole containing water, then one who takes water from this hole into another reshut is chayav. The water starts out sitting on the ground of the reshut, so taking it from there is considered an akira. But if one takes into another reshut oil or fruit which is floating on this water, or even fruit sitting inside a kli which is floating on this water, then he is patur. These are considered at the outset to be sitting only on the water, not on the floor of the first reshut, and water is not considered a real place of rest for an object. Therefore, this act of hotza lacks an akira. Halacha hei. כבר אמרנו שאין המוציא מרשות לרשות חייב עד שיעקור ויניח, אבל אם עקר ולא הניח, או הניח ולא עקר, פטור. לפיכך, מי שהיה עומד באחת משתי רשויות, ופשט ידו לרשות שנייה, וחפץ בידו, ונטלו אחר ממנו, או שנתן אחר לידו חפץ והחזיר ידו אליו, שניהם פטורים, מפני שזה עקר וזה הניח. במה דברים אמורים? בשהייתה ידו למעלה משלושה, אבל אם הייתה ידו בתוך שלושה סמוך לארץ, הרי זה כמי שניח בארץ וחייב. One who does akira but not hanacha, or the opposite, is patur, meaning recall that he does not violate a Torah prohibition, but does violate a rabbinic one. An example of both is when Reuven, standing in one reshut, extends his hand with an object in it to another reshut, where Shimon takes it from him. In this case, Reuven does only akira, and Shimon does only hanacha. Conversely, if Reuven extends his empty hand into the other reshut, where Shimon puts an object into it, and Reuven brings his hand back to his own reshut, then Shimon does only akira, and Reuven does only hanacha. But the Rambam adds a caveat in the first case. If Reuven extends his hand with an object in it into another reshut within three tachim of the ground, then it is as if he placed the object on the ground of the other reshut, and so he is chayav. We'll see in other contexts as well that being within three tachim of the ground is the equivalent of actually sitting on the ground. Halacha Zayin. Haya omeid ba'achat mishtei rishuyot elu, ufashat chaviro yado mirshut shniya v'natal chefetz miyad ze haomeid birshut zo, v'ichniso etzlo, o shehotzi chefetz me'etzlo v'hinicho biyad ze haomeid lo asa klum, sharei chaviro natan biyado o natal miyado, v'chaviro chayav, sharei akar v'hiniach. If Reuven is standing, holding an object in one reshut, and Shimon, standing in another reshut, sticks his hand in, takes the object from Reuven's hand, and returns it to his own reshut, then Shimon has done both Akira and Hanacha, and hence is Chayav, and Reuven is Patur. As the Shulchan Aruch points out, quoting Tosfot and other Rishonim, in this case too, even though Reuven did no action at all, he is in violation of a general Isser of passively assisting Shimon in performing an Avera. Depending on the details of the case, which we won't elaborate upon here, this prohibition is either the Isser Doraita of Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Michshol, or the Isser Drabanan of Misayeya Yidei Ovrei Avira. Halacha Chet. Haya omeid ba'achat mishtei rishuyot elu, v'natan chaviro chefetz biado o al gabav, v'yatsa be'oto ha'chefetz lirshut shniya ve'amad sham, chayav, mipnei sh'akirat gufo ba'chefetz sh'alav ka'akirat ha'chefetz me'ota rishut, v'amidato be'oto ha'chefetz ka'anachat ha'chefetz ba'karka sh'amad ba. לפיכך, אם יצא בחפץ שבידו או על גביו, ולא עמד ברשות שנייה, אלא חזר ונכנס והוא בידו, אפילו יצא ונכנס כל היום כולו, עד שיצא היום, פטור, לפי שעקר ולא הניח, ואפילו עמד לתקן המסוי שעליו, עדיין פטור הוא עד שיעמוד לנוח. Akira doesn't need to involve moving one's hand. If someone else places an object in Reuven's hand, or elsewhere on his body, then when Reuven begins to walk, this counts as Akira on Reuven's part. And when he stops walking in another reshut, this qualifies as Hanacha. If Reuven doesn't stop walking until Shabbat ends, even if he moves from reshut to reshut many times during that period, he is Patur because he did not do any Hanacha. Even stopping qualifies as Hanacha only if it is done in order to rest, not in order to adjust the load he is carrying before continuing to move. Therefore, the Rambam continues in Halacha Tet, one who is walking home carrying something when Shabbat begins should run home without stopping, and when he gets home, he should throw down what he is carrying in a backhanded manner, kilachar yad. In this way, the Hanacha is not done normally, and so he is in Chayav. Why should he run and not walk? Because if he walks slowly and in a stop and start manner, this is considered a new Hanacha and a new Akira with each step. We'll see in the next perek that walking in a normal manner is not considered to consist of a new hanacha and a new akira with each step. Halacha Yud. Akar chefetz mirshut harabim, v'halach bo pachot me'arba amot ve'amad, v'chazar v'halach pachot me'arba amot ve'amad, afilu kol hayom kulo, patur. One who begins to walk with an object in his hand, or on his person, in Rishut HaRabim, that is, he does an Akira, then carries it less than 4 amot and stops, that is, he does a Hanacha, is Patur, even if he repeats this procedure many times. Each hanacha ends an act of carrying, and so there is no act of carrying for amot. But again, as in halacha chet, this is only true if each hanacha was done in order to rest. If it was done in order for the person to adjust his load, then this isn't considered hanacha. In this case, the walking before it and the walking after it combine to make four amot, and the person is chayav whenever he does finally stop to rest, thus doing a proper hanacha. Halacha Yud Aleph. Haya kane o romach v'chayotzebo munach al haaretz, v'higbiya hakatzeh ha'echad, v'haya katzeh ha'sheni munach ba'aretz, v'ishlicho lefanav, v'chazar v'higbiya katzeh sh'haya munach v'ishlicho lefanav al derech zo, ad shehavir ha'chefetz kama milin, patur lefi shelo akar ha'chefetz kulo me'al gabei ha'aretz. V'im mashach ha'chefetz ugraro al ha'aretz mitchilat arba lesof arba, chayav shehamegalgel o kerhu. Akira must involve picking up the entire object from the ground. Therefore, if one moves a large beam or a spear by picking up one end and turning it 180 degrees over the other end, which stays on the ground, and continues to move the object even a long distance in this manner, then he is patur, because at no point was he oker the chefetz from the ground. But if at any point he drags or rolls the beam a distance of 4 amot, then he is chayiv, as dragging or rolling an object is the equivalent of picking it up. In Halacha Yud Dalid, the Rambam records what seems like a similar case. A person throws an object from one reshut to another, but the object is attached to a rope, whose other end he is holding in his other hand. There too the person is patur, but the Rambam gives the opposite reason. The Akira was fine, because the object was thrown into another reshut. But the presence of the rope makes it that there was no hanacha in the other reshut, because the person can always pull the object back to him using the rope. Halacha Yud Bet. Akar chefetz mizavit zo, lanicho bezavit acheret, shenimtzeit zo hakira akira hamuteret, v'nimlach baderech v'otziyo lirashut shnia, patur, mipnei shelo haita akira rishona lekach, v'nimtzeit kan hanacha belo akira. Another important condition for the malacha of hotzah is that an akira must be done with intent to take the object to another reshut or for amot in reshut harabim. But if one picks up an object in a reshut hayachid, intending to take it to another corner of the room, and only while walking does he decide to take it out to a reshut harabim, he is patur. Even if he does a proper hanacha, this is considered a hanacha without an akira. Halacha Yud Gimel. Hazorek chefetz mirshut lirshut, o mitchilat arba lesof arba birshut harabim, v'kodem shianuach kelato acher biado, o kelato kelev o nisraf, patur, mipnei she'ein zo hanacha shinkaven la, lefichach im nitkaven mishat izrika lekach, chayav. Similarly, the hanacha which ultimately occurs must be the hanacha which the person intended. This is relevant for a case of throwing, zrika, where the object is out of the control of the one who threw it. If Reuven throws an object, either from one reshut to another, or four amot in reshut harabim, intending for Shimon to catch it, but instead it is caught by someone else, or by a dog, or it gets burnt in a fire, then Reuven is patur. In Halacha Tadvav, the Rambam clarifies that Reuven is chayiv in this case only if Shimon, the intended recipient, was able to catch the object without moving. But if Shimon moved after the object was thrown in order to catch it, or if Reuven himself, after throwing the object, moved into position to catch it and did so, then Reuven is patur. In both of these cases, the conditions necessary for the hanacha, that is, for the catching, to happen, didn't exist at the time of the akira, but only came into existence later, and hence he is patur. Halacha Ted Zayin. Hazorek mirshut hayachid rishut hayachid urishut harabim baemtza, afal pish avara chefetz bavir rishut harabim, patur, vuhu shiavor lemala mishlosha. What if someone throws an object from one rishut hayachid to another one, and between them the object passes through the airspace of a rishut harabim? Rabbi Akiva, in a Mishnah in Masechet Shabbat, believes, against the opinion of the Chachamim, that kluta kemishuncha dami, an object passing through the airspace of a domain, is considered as if it landed on the ground and then moved out of it. Therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, one would be chayiv in this case. But the Rambam rules that one is patur, against the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. We'll see in the next two prakim that the airspace of a Rishut HaRabim only goes as high as 10 tefachim from the ground. So if the object is thrown higher than this, then it is mutter lechatchila to throw it from one Rishut HaYachid to another Rishut HaYachid. But on the other extreme, if the object was thrown especially low, within 3 tefachim of the ground, and it stopped momentarily in the Rishut HaRabim in the middle, even if not on a place measuring 4x4 tefachim as usually required for hanacha, then the thrower is chayav. As we saw earlier in the perek, within 3 tefachim of the ground is considered the equivalent of being on the ground, though in this case there is the added requirement that the object stopped momentarily. The same rules outlined here apply in the reverse situation, if an object is thrown from one Rishut HaRabim to another one through the airspace of a Rishut HaYachid. Halacha Yud Zayin. Ha-ma'avir arba amot b'rishut harabim zo im rishut harabim hashnia chayav mipnei she-arba amot b'shnei rishuyot harabim mitzarfin mipnei she-lo nach ha-chefetz b'rishut she-beinehen. If one carries an object without stopping from one rishut harabim to another rishut harabim through a rishut hayachid between them, then he isn't chayav for hotzah because he didn't stop in the rishut hayachid. But he is chayav for ma'avir arba amot b'rishut harabim if he carried a total of 4 amot in both rishuyot harabim together. Halacha yudchet. Ha-moshit me'rishut hayachid, l'rishut hayachid, rishut harabim ba'emtza, chayav, va'afilu hoshit l'mala me'avir rishut harabim, shekein hayta avodat halevim ba'mishkan, moshitin et ha-krashim me'agala la'agala, rishut harabim bein shtei hagalot, v'chol agala v'agala rishut hayachid hi. An exception to the usual rule governing the types of cases in the last two halachot is when someone passes an object, moshit, from one Rishut HaYachid to another through a Rishut HaRabim between them. In this case, he is chayav. Adding to the uniqueness of this case, the person is chayav even if he passed the object more than 10 tefachim above the ground, which is outside the airspace of Rishut HaRabim, as we mentioned before. The reason for the chiyuv in this case is that it mimics exactly a part of the avoda of the Levim in transporting the Mishkan, when beams would be moved from one wagon to another, each wagon is a Rishut HaYachid, through the intervening Rishut HaRabim, sometimes more than 10 tefachim above the ground. In Halacha Yotet, the Rambam adds a caveat. Because this avoda of the Levim was only done along the length of a Rishut HaRabim, not from one side of a Rishut HaRabim to the other side, so too the Chiyuv is only when one passes from one Rishut HaYachid to another along the length of a Rishut HaRabim in between, not in a situation where the two Rishuyot HaYachid lie on opposite sides of a Rishut HaRabim sitting between them. Halacha Chaf records that if one inadvertently begins this prohibited act by sticking a hand with an object inside it out of a Rishut HaYachid towards another along the length of a Rishut HaRabim, then he may retract his hand from the Rishut HaRabim back to the Rishut HaYachid in which he stands, but he may not put the object inside the other Rishut HaYachid even though he began in error. Halacha Chaf Aleph, Hamitkaven lizrok shmone amot b'rishut harabim, v'nach ha-chefetz besof arba, chayav, sharei nasa shiur ha-melacha, v'naseit machshavto, shadavar yadua she'en ze ha-chefetz magia lesof shmone, ad shiavor al kol makom makom mikol ha-shmone. Aval im nitkaven lizrok arba, v'nach ha-chefetz besof shmone, patur, lefi shenach b'makom shelo chashav shetavor bo, v'chol shekein shetanuach. לפיכך, אם חשב בעת זריקה, שינוח החפץ בכל מקום שירצה, חייב. If one intends to throw an object 8 amot in Rishut HaRabim and it lands after only 4 amot, then he is chayav, as the object traveled the minimum distance of 4 amot required for chiyuv, and he intended it to go this distance. In order to travel 8 amot, it must travel 4 first. But if he intended to throw it 4 amot and it went 8 amot, then he is patur, as the object went where he did not intend for it to go. Therefore, if he threw the object thinking that anywhere it lands is fine, then he is chayiv in all cases. The Magen Mishnah points out that the Rambam's conclusion in this halacha is based on a certain understanding of the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat. Other Rishonim, including Rashi and Tosfot, understand that the Gemara reaches the opposite conclusion. If he meant for the object to travel 8 amot, and it traveled only 4 amot, then he is patur, as his intent wasn't fulfilled. But if he intended for the object to travel 4 amot, and it traveled 8 amot, then he is chayav, as it went the entire distance that he intended for it to cover. Halacha Chaf Bet. Zarak letoch arba mot v'nitgalgel chutz la arba mot patur. Zarak chutz la arba mot v'nitgalgel letoch arba mot imnach al gabei mashehu chutz la arba mot v'achar kach nitgalgel v'nichnas chayav v'imlo nach klal harei ze patur. If one throws an object less than 4 amot in Rishut HaRabim, and it rolls on its own outside 4 amot, then he is patur. If he threw it more than 4 amot, and then it rolled back in to within 4 amot of him, then the din depends on whether it stopped at all outside 4 amot before rolling back. If it did, then he is chayev, as his action of throwing the object more than 4 amot ended before the object rolled back. Otherwise, he is patur, as the rolling back is considered part of his action, and so there was never a real hanacha outside 4 amot.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.